At 6:06, it is overcast, cool, 50 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We're expecting a high today of 66. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin on State Capitol Watch this morning, where a bill that would provide school districts more flexibility to promote third graders who may not be reading at grade level is now on its way to the governor's desk. The House voted for the changes to the Reading Sufficiency Act yesterday, which was part of the Republican-led agenda to increase the rigor in Oklahoma schools and prevent students from advancing to the fourth grade if they did not score satisfactory on a state reading test. House Minority Leader Scott Inman argued for the changes.
The problem that exists today and the reason there are third graders in Oklahoma who cannot read is because we have third graders who go home every day and worry about whether mom or dad will show up with food to eat. And the third grade reading law did nothing to solve that problem.
The bill adds several ways for students to advance to the fourth grade, even if they did not meet all of the requirements currently in statute. Well, in traffic this morning, the 23rd Street overpass at I-244 and Highway 75 is closed this morning. This after a freight train derailed early this morning, hitting that bridge. ODOT is inspecting. How much does it cost to house a municipal inmate at the Tulsa jail? The city and the county cannot seem to agree.
With time running out before a contract expires, Tulsa County and the city of Tulsa are at odds over a jail agreement. Sheriff Stanley Glanz is adamant that the city isn't paying its fair share of the cost of housing inmates.
We do all their processing of all their inmates, and we need to be paid for that. It's that simple.
Glanz uses a recent study to quote cost per inmate, but Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett claims not every consideration was included in the report.
However, what they did not do is look at the operational side of things or the efficiencies of things.
If no deal is reached, a temporary extension of the current contract beyond the expiration date of June 30th may be requested. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
An 11-year-old boy is in custody after a woman is shot in the back of the head at a Tulsa apartment complex. The woman is going to be okay. Police this morning are trying to figure out what led up to that shooting. The search continues for missing Carrie Ogden. She's been missing since Saturday at Lake Hudson in Mays County. The Grand River Dam Authority's Justin Alberti says they received a 911 call from a man yelling for help.
Our GRDA police officer responded, along with the Salina Fire Department, and discovered that this woman had gone missing in the water.
Alberti says the Sand Springs woman had trouble getting back to the boat when the winds pushed that boat away. The city of Tulsa marks the completion of a $2.2 million flood control project. For years, dozens of homes in the Florence Park South neighborhood were at risk of flooding during heavy rains. The city pursued a federal grant for most of the cost and covered the rest with funds from utility fees. State Emergency Management Director Albert Ashwood says Tulsa has had a get-it-done attitude since the 1984 flood.
They took it upon themselves to say, we're not going to wait and find out what the government has, whether federal or state, to provide to us to make this fix. We're going to do it ourselves. And they have done it ever since then.
Construction on the project took 9 months and was completed back in December. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today with a high of 66. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of some rain. 49 will be the overnight low. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, up to 67 for a high. Thursday partly sunny, just a slight chance of a shower and a high of 72. National Weather Service radar this morning shows us no precipitation. Now at 6:10, it is overcast in Tulsa and 50 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.